Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yeah, it's God's green earth, but what about objects flying around earth and in our solar system, entering our solar system and then leaving again? And what kind of object? Well, it's a big one. It's about as long as a football field, described as either a pancake or maybe even a giant hot dog. It is a strange object. It appears to be metallic. This, according to basically the scientific observations of one of the leading telescopes in the world out in Hawaii. We will be speaking to Professor Avi Loeb of Harvard, who for years was chairman of the astronomy department at Harvard. He believes that this shocking hypothesis that he has put forward is true and should change everything about our scientific approach to some of the mysteries in the universe. We will be speaking to Avi Loeb coming up about what he considers to be very persuasive evidence of a very advanced, very ancient alien civilization. How do we know it's very ancient? We'll get to that and much more. But look, there are complaints, they're not ancient, but they're getting old, about the takeover of the Republican Party by a wacko wing. I don't think it's true. I don't think it's fair. But I think it's a concern. And just to give you some sense of it, there's a piece today in the New York Times, not sympathetic to the GOP. They never are. However, what the piece tells you involves some people that I know, and they are reporting on actual incidents that most Americans, and I think most people who consider ourselves Republicans, have been unaware of. And you ought to be aware of them. They have a piece that begins with a story about Newt Bueller, who led the Oregon's Republican ticket as the candidate for governor in 2018. So just 2 years and a couple of days ago. And he was watching with growing alarm in recent weeks as Republicans around the nation challenged the reliability of the presidential election results. Then he watched the January 6th siege at the U.S. Capitol building. And he watched in horror. And then, to his astonishment, Republican Party officials in his own state embraced the conspiracy theory that the attack was actually a left-wing false flag plot to frame President Trump and his supporters. The night after his party's leadership passed a formal resolution promoting the false flag theory. That was in Oregon. It was not nationwide, thank God. Mr. Bueller cracked open a local microbrew, some pretty good beers down in Portland, and filed to change his registration from Republican to independent. It was very painful, he said. While the, with no dominant leader, says the New York Times, other than the deplatformed one-term president, a radical right movement that became emboldened under President Donald J. Trump has been maneuvering for more power and ascending in different states and congressional districts. More moderate Republicans feel increasingly under attack, but so far have made little progress in galvanizing voters, our donors, or new recruits for office to push back against extremists. I resent the idea that what he's talking about, he's talking about people like Lauren Boebert, he's talking about people, of course, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, he's talking about newly elected Congress people, he's talking about people like the completely wacko and destructive chair of the Arizona Republican Party, Kelly Ward, former state senator Kelly Ward. And by the way, she may not even have been reelected. Her opponent is trying to get an audit of her reelection to be chair of the Arizona Republican Party and trying to get that taken care of because there was less than a 2% gap between them in that kind of election. Now, Kelly Ward won't allow it. Look, it's a difficult thing, and one of the things that the New York Times gets completely wrong is they say extreme right, ultra-conservative, hardline conservative. This is not about conservatism. It's about insanity. It's about stupidity. There is now, they keep turning up these social media posts and public statements and pieces of writing that Marjorie Taylor Greene has offered. She is the newly elected congresswoman from Georgia. She's only been there for 30 days. And they're already very plausible attempts with over 50 of her colleagues, all Democrats right now, to get her expelled from Congress. Why? Because she has actually posted various and liked various tweets and other things that said that that leading Democrats should be executed, which of course is a common theme from the QAnon conspiracy theory with which she affiliates. And it's kind of hard to work together with somebody in the Congress of the United States if she thinks you should be executed. She liked a tweet that said Nancy Pelosi should be killed by a bullet in the head. She also, it turns out, doesn't believe that one of the planes on September 11th ever hit the Pentagon. That this was a phony operation, that it didn't happen. It's very interesting because I've just been reading a really interesting book, and we'll have the author on when it comes out. And it's about the strike on the Pentagon. And it's written largely from the perspective of a friend of ours, written by his brother named Ben Starnes, who's a physician, who's a military physician at that time, and was one of the doctors who had to rush over to try to save people's lives as they were dying from this plane. And you could see pieces of the plane lying there on the ground and pieces of people. And it is so sick. Especially when you look at some of the heroism of some of the people who are involved with attempting to rescue and attempting to, because there are people also in the Pentagon building, not just the people on the airplane, who were killed and very severely injured, and people who rushed into a very troubled and compromised building. The whole story, it's extraordinarily well documented, and honest to God, it is very dangerous when you have a member of Congress of the United States who buys this crap. The conspiracy theories are not just amusing. That's why we don't do Conspiracy Day anymore. Yes, and we passed the full moon and we didn't do it again. We don't do Conspiracy Day anymore because it's not a laughing matter. This is extraordinarily serious stuff. And the idea that Republicans are more upset at Liz Cheney than at Marjorie Taylor Greene? Why is that? On what serious issue confronting America, name any issue, is Liz Cheney more suspect than Marjorie Taylor Greene? Liz Cheney does not come forward and bring evidence of stuff that just simply isn't true and then refuse to apologize for it. She is always saying, this is just the fake news. It's the fake news media. They're going after me. They're trying to victimize all conservatives. Hey, lady, how about saying that you apologize, that you deeply regret that you associated years of your life with promoting a lot of crap that is dangerous and has no part in the Republican Party or in the United States. We'll be speaking coming up to Dr. Avi Loeb and later to Senator Rand Paul and more on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved show, part of what is upsetting is what goes on in state parties, where after the election, which was a disaster in Arizona, after the riot, which was a disaster for the country, the riot in Capitol Hill, the state Republican Party in Arizona voted to censure the sitting governor, to censure him, two-term governor, the most popular Republican in the state. They voted to censure Cindy McCain, who had not supported President Trump, and they voted to censure former Senator Jeff Flake. Yeah, and then there's this. In Michigan, Michon Maddick, a Trump supporter who has pushed claims about voter fraud, and he personally organized buses of Republicans from the state to attend the January 6th rally in Washington. He is running unopposed to become the new co-chair of the state party. While marching from the Ellipse to the Capitol, to the Capitol building itself on January 6th, Ms. Maddick praised the most incredible crowd and sea of people I've ever worked with. Wow. Let us go to your calls and to Chris in Seattle. You're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael. I understand the frustration with the riot at the Capitol. My frustration is that when you compare it to, say, what happened a couple of days ago down in Olympia here in Washington, where Antifa takes over a Red Lion Inn with hatchets, and this is a massive headline national news, instead it's a daily occurrence that doesn't get mentioned. How do you live with condemnation after condemnation over the Capitol, protest and these daily riots that are destroying cities, and no one says anything?
Well, first of all, nobody says anything in behalf of those riots. You see, in other words, by the way, some of the worst. No, there again, there's been profound condemnation. Certainly on this show. I got to tell you, we covered, there was a terrible riot at the Wisconsin State Capitol in Madison, mm-hmm. Wisconsin, where they knocked down a series of statues. They tried to get into the State Capitol building. They knocked down a Democrat member of the state legislature. There's no one who said anything in defense of those people. There's no one who said anything to encourage those people, no one prominent. It's just a bunch of wild-eyed Antifa and some BLM thugs. And that's the kind of people who did the looting. The difficulty here is you're talking about some of the most prominent people in the United States, including the President of the United States. His initial response to people breaking into the Capitol building was to applaud them. And it wasn't until much later, when the riot was basically over, that he actually condemned it. And that's the difference. Aside from which, the D.C., the attack on the Capitol building was specifically and explicitly trying to interfere with a governmental process that's stipulated in the Constitution, right?
Well, the president asked a peaceful protest at the Capitol.
Right, I understand, but he was also asking them to stop the vote. He was asking them to stop the counting of the votes. He was demanding that Mike Pence was not doing the right thing. Whether or not he is guilty of inciting insurrection, the Senate's going to vote on that. And I am almost certain that President Trump will not be convicted and banned from future office, that he will, quote, win on that one. But in history...
And I agree with you. I think it's going to hurt the Democrats to continue to put Trump in the limelight. They ought to let it go and, you know, move on and work towards the bigger problems of the country. But I just have a growing frustration that I know you've condemned Antifa, of course, but I don't see any leadership in the Democratic Party condemning this at all. And that, to me, that's terrifying.
Yeah, it is. Again, we should have heard something very strong from Governor Inslee about what happened in Olympia. And we haven't really, at least not sufficient to the level of outrage, which the fact that there were people who were guests in the hotel, in the Red Lion Inn in Olympia, Washington, who were locked in their rooms for 6 hours, afraid to come out because of these thugs who had violently taken it over. At least some people have been arrested, and I hope they're prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Chris, I appreciate your calling, and thanks for the call. The Ron McDaniel is probably as close as you can come to someone who can speak for the Republican Party right now, trying to straddle the middle of the party, trying to avoid some of the negativity that is going on. And in the New York Times piece about the so-called Republican Civil War, they write that perhaps the most prominent party official right now is Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican National Committee and a close ally of President Trump's. In an interview on Friday, she condemned the false flag resolution passed by the Oregon Republicans. Yeah, how stupid is that? And she sounded exasperated at the public brawling in her party. If you have a family dispute, don't go on Jerry Springer, Ms. McDaniel said. Well, that's a good line, and she's right. Do it behind closed doors. It's my role to call them and explain that if we didn't keep that party united, our party united, and focused on 2022, we're going to lose. If we are attacking fellow Republicans and cancel culture within our own party, it is not helpful to winning majorities. Part of the difficulty is Ms. McDaniel has said that she was concerned by some of the language that has been used by Ms. Green. Yeah, like putting a bullet in Nancy Pelosi's head, who, before she was elected to Congress, expressed support for executing prominent Democrats like Speaker Pelosi. Ms. McDaniel called the comments atrocious and said that they need to be condemned. She added, they are inaccurate. They are very, very dangerous. Okay, so let her acknowledge that. And the stubbornness of Marjorie Taylor Greene is a very real problem. Chris Wallace had something to say about this. We will get to that, about the Marjorie Taylor Greene nightmare. Meanwhile, there's another nightmare that's dividing Democrats that absolutely requires attention. It's a nightmare between liberal Democratic politicians who have now joined the rest of the country in wanting schools to reopen, and teachers' unions that will not allow them to reopen. And then there is an almost endless controversy, and part of it inspired by a new book, which is actually fascinating. And the new book is about, well, it's not about a vision. It's about something that actually was spotted and seen by telescopes, including a prominent one in Hawaii. What was it? There's a Harvard professor who says it was a craft from outer space. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is not backing off its proposal for a nearly $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying,
I think the president's commitment is to urgently deliver relief to the American people. And that is what he has conveyed in every meeting he's had or engagement he's had with Democrats and Republicans. And as we just talked about, there's a process that's just in the early stages that's beginning on Capitol Hill to do exactly that.
Attorneys for former President Donald Trump on Tuesday denied that their client incited last month's riot at the U.S. Capitol or sought to overturn the election results of the 2020 presidential election. The attorney saying President Trump was merely exercising his First Amendment rights with claims of voter fraud. The president's impeachment trial begins next week. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome Professor Dr. Avi Loeb, who has spent more time as chairman of the astronomy department at Harvard University than anybody else ever. He is a longtime member of the Institute for Advanced Study at Princeton. He is also the author of the new book, Extraterrestrial, the First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth. The book is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Dr. Loeb, great to meet you on the phone, and I appreciate your calling in. Go directly to the subtitle of the book, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth. You describe that in very exciting terms in your book. What is that first sign?
Well, it's an object called Oumuamua, which means a scout in the Hawaiian language. It was discovered by a telescope in Hawaii in October 2017, and it was the first object that we identified close to Earth that came from outside the solar system. And it looked nothing like we have seen before. It didn't look like a comet. It didn't have a cometary tail. Yet it exhibited an extra push away from the sun. It had a very extreme geometry that at least 10 times longer than it is wide when projected on the sky, and most likely a pancake shape. It also came from a very special frame of reference, the frame where you average over the motions of all the stars in the vicinity of the sun, which is a very rare situation. Only 1 in 500 stars is so much at rest in that frame. Sort of like finding a car parked in a public parking lot without knowing where it came from, which house it came from, because it doesn't move. And the solar system just bumps into it. And the question is, what is it? What is the origin of this extra force that was acting on it? And the only thing I could make sense of is that it's due to reflection of sunlight. And just like a sail on a boat that is being pushed by the wind, in this case, the object was pushed by light. And this is called a light sail. We have that technology. We are currently developing it. And actually, in September 2020, there was another object that showed an extra push by reflecting sunlight without a cometary tail. Turns out it was a rocket booster that we kicked into space in 1966. And it was hollow and thin, so obviously, you know, it was artificially made. The question is, who produced Oumuamua?
Okay, and you also suggest that in your book, the book again is called Extraterrestrial, you suggest in the book that the surface appears to be metallic. And what you're saying is that if this were some kind of mislaid asteroid, if it were any kind of comet, if it were any other kind of natural occurring space phenomenon, it wouldn't have had that sort of metallic surface that reflected the light?
Well, it was more shiny than typical for these objects that we have found before in the solar system. Now, astronomers try to explain it in terms of an object that is naturally produced, and they couldn't explain all of its properties unless they invoked something that we have never seen before, like, for example, a chunk of frozen hydrogen. We've never seen anything like it before, but, you know, the thing is, it wouldn't survive the journey. And some other people suggested maybe it's a cloud of dust particles, like a dust bunny we find at home. And again, it wouldn't likely survive the journey. So on the basis of the fact that nobody could explain the specific properties of the object, I suggested that an artificial origin is a likely possibility, and we should definitely discuss it. But there was a lot of pushback. The scientific community is not ready to consider the possibility that we are not the smartest kid on the block.
Okay, in terms of your assumption about this, I think you describe it as space junk from an ancient civilization. So you don't believe that there is any form of sentient life on board Oumuamua that you identified through the telescope. There are no crew members or people piloting it, right? I mean, or people.
No.
Beings piloting it.
Yeah, because the object was tumbling in a way that is not organized. And so, and also, if you think about Voyager 1, Voyager 2, or New Horizons, these objects, probes that we sent out of the solar system, if they continue in their trajectories, you know, over a billion years, they will become dysfunctional. And most of the junk you find in space is not operational anymore. It accumulates. It's sort of like walking on the beach, and most of the time you see natural rocks, but every now and then you stumble over a plastic bottle. And these plastic bottles that you find on the beach indicate that there is a civilization out there, but they are not functional anymore.
Okay, so in terms of, you would assume, right, that it was completely accidental or coincidental that this object that you believe is a relic of an ancient civilization, that that relic wasn't headed deliberately toward the vicinity of planet Earth.
No, I don't think it was deliberate. I don't think we deserve special attention. It's just that these objects are scattered through space, and we happen to find one of them. You know, it's just like archaeology we do here on Earth. We look for relics of cultures that are not around anymore. And there are two ways to find signatures of civilizations in space. One is to look for radio signals. That is just like waiting for a phone call. And when you speak on the phone, the other side has to be alive when you have the conversation. Whereas if you're waiting for a letter in the mail, if the post service is very slow, the person who sent the mail may not be alive anymore. So if you are looking for a message in a bottle, you don't need the other culture to be alive, and you can find evidence for things that existed in the past. You have a better chance of finding that evidence.
Okay, you also say in your book, Extraterrestrial, that this we are likely to have other bits of evidence to confirm the existence of civilizations, maybe even dead civilizations, in other solar systems, other planets.
Right. First of all, you know, when I go to the kitchen and I see an ant, I get alarmed because I know that it's not the only ant in the kitchen. There must be many more. So we are likely to find many more objects like Oumuamua in the coming years. And then, you know, when we identify another peculiar object that doesn't look like a rock, we should get all the evidence we can. For example, we can come close to it and take a close-up photograph. And that will tell us, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words. It will tell us definitely whether it's artificial or natural. And moreover, you can look for other signatures of technological civilizations. You can look for industrial pollution in the atmospheres of planets around other stars. You can look for photovoltaic cells on the day side of planets that reflect differently than rock.
But you're not tremendously optimistic about SETI, the looking for trying to receive radio signals.
No, because as I said before, it requires a person to be on the other side of the call. Imagine the Mayan culture, right? It existed on the Earth, and suppose we were waiting for a phone call from the Mayan culture, we would wait forever. They're not around anymore.
But you are around, and so is your book. Dr. Avi Loeb, appreciate your joining us. The book is called Extraterrestrial, The First Sign of Intelligent Life Beyond Earth. We'll be right back.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVet.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial-free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Last guest and fascinating author, Avi Loeb, maybe you recognized the accent. The accent is Israeli. He served in the Israel Defense Forces. He got his PhD in physics from the prestigious Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And this before he developed his entire career in the United States. One of the things that Israel has been remarkably prolific at achieving has been the development of tremendous scientific and technological know-how. And part of that can become part of your portfolio through our crowd. Check it out. You won't necessarily find any proofs of extraterrestrial life, but you can find all kinds of means and ways and prospects for making our life better and healthier and more fulfilling right here on Earth. The startups that you'll read about in our crowd are actually inspiring. They make you feel good just to read it. Check it out. Go to our website to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for our crowd. This is crowdsourced funding for high-tech startups in Israel, in the United States, in Australia, New Zealand, and in Europe, in fact. They have outstanding companies all over the world. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for our crowd. Now, while people are talking about world-changing technology, there's still this bitter and, it seems to me, needless fight going on in the Republican Party. And in the last 24 hours, it's gotten more bitter than before because of a brief statement that was made by Mitch McConnell. And Mitch McConnell is one of those people who, along with Ronna McDaniel, he's one of the very few people you could say. Mitch is a leader of the Republican Party. He leads a caucus of 50 votes in the Senate. We're going to be speaking to one of those 50 Republican senators, Rand Paul of Kentucky, coming up on the Michael Medved Show. But Mitch McConnell just spoke and blasted Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene for embracing, quote, loony lies and conspiracy theories and describing her as a cancer for the Republican Party. Here's what his statement said. He said, somebody who has suggested that perhaps no airplane hit the Pentagon on 9/11 that horrifying school shootings were pre-staged, that the Clintons crashed JFK's airplane, is not living in reality, McConnell said in his statement. This has nothing to do with the challenges facing American families or the robust debates on substance that can strengthen our party, he said. He said, instead, this is a cancer for the Republican Party to promulgate loony lies and conspiracy theories. By the way, he left out my favorite of Marjorie Taylor Greene's conspiracy theories, that the wildfires in California were created by the Jewish banking family, the Rothschilds, through lasers that they had positioned in outer space. To the very best of my knowledge, the Rothschilds don't have a space program. But then again, we could ask Dr. Loeb about that, I guess. Okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene responded to this by saying the real cancer for the Republican Party is weak Republicans who only know how to lose gracefully. This is why we are losing our country. Democrats are now threatening to force a floor vote this week, and they have not decided yet whether they're going to try to force a floor vote to remove her from Congress, which they probably wouldn't get because you need two-thirds. But they may actually force a floor vote. And remember, the Democrats control a majority, just barely, but a majority in the House of Representatives. They control the agenda. And if they vote on that, they want to remove her from her committee assignments. That is what happened to Steve King, who has found nothing wrong with white supremacy, he had said in public on the floor. She would be bounced from the new position. She just was assigned to the Education and Labor Committee, and she'd be bounced from the Budget Committee. Now, it could be that Kevin McCarthy is supposed to be meeting with her and trying to get her to I think, say something to try to erase or move beyond her past lunatic statements may preempt the Democrats. But if they're talking about removing her from committees, there will be at least 10, 20, maybe 30 Republicans who vote with them. Because, look, this is unacceptable. And if Republicans really do want to win in 2022, they have to move beyond QAnon. They have to move beyond this nonsense. On Fox News, Chris Wallace, he was on with Susan Page, who's the very astute Washington bureau chief for USA Today, talking about the Marjorie Taylor Greene nightmare for Republicans. Clip three, Jeremy.
You know, you've got a situation right now where there is more visible outrage inside the GOP over Liz Cheney, a member of leadership, voting to impeach the president, over rather than some of these wild conspiracy theories being espoused by Marjorie Taylor Greene. How serious is this for the GOP, and what can they do about it? I mean, they take her off committees, expel her. What are their options here?
Well, I think you're right. I think it tells you a lot about where the Republican Party is right now, that Liz Cheney is undoubtedly going to face a primary fight the next time she's up for election, that she has, there is at least a possibility that she is going to lose her place in the House leadership because of this vote of conscience she took. While Republicans in private express concern about Marjorie Taylor Greene, not many of them are willing to speak up in public. And the toughest punishment that is being seriously considered is taking her off the Education Committee, which is something I think that probably is not even a slap on the wrist.
Okay, Adam Kinzinger, who has been very outspoken about the need to rebrand the Republicans, he's the young Middle Eastern war veteran who is a congressman from Illinois. He said, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene should be removed. While we can't prevent her from calling herself a Republican, we can take a stand and need to. And again, when you're talking to somebody who is so far away from the mainstream, and all of this stuff has real life costs. One of the things that struck me, and it goes back to Medved 101. Really, it does. It turns out, remember that nurse in Grafton, Wisconsin? His name was Brandenburg, who deliberately spoiled all of those vaccines. And he spoiled the vaccines because he believed that the COVID-19 vaccines, which are saving lives, and which now we have more people who have been vaccinated, at least one dose of the vaccines, in America than people who have tested positive for the disease. That's a good thing. And yet he had believed the anti-vax propaganda. And it turns out that with him facing charges for his destruction, and this is a pharmacist who was entrusted with trying to work with the life-saving vaccines, with all of that going on, he destroyed many doses. Some people say as many as 500 doses. It turns out he was not only a believer in various evil conspiracies involving the vaccine, he's also a flat earther. We had a Republican nominee for Senate, for United States Senate in Delaware, who was a flat earther. She was not only a QAnon supporter, she also believed there was no proof that the earth is round. And look, this is not a good look for a party that wants to be seriously considered for national leadership. And needs to be seriously considered for national leadership. So, what do we do? And what happens with impeachment? And what about New York's opening restaurants again in the midst of warfare? Warfare among Democrats between de Blasio and Cuomo, and between the mayor of Chicago, a lesbian Democrat of color, against the teachers' unions. We'll cover that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.